going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock tickets, we've got them. The first taste of summer, Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Sellers. It's right around the corner, end of this month, Memorial Day weekend. And all this week, it's your last chance at winning these three-day general admission tickets. We did a pair an hour ago. We have another chance coming up at 12:05. And then Jane's got you every hour of her show, 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the fives. We give you the keyword. You text it to our contest line. You'll be entered for a chance to win three-day GA tickets to Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, May 23rd through the 25th. It's going to be a great show this year, too. Is Green Day on Friday night? Are you going on Friday?
Yes.
I haven't decided how I'm going to work that, but I plan to go with everybody. I'm bringing the whole, it's the Hassans.
Sweet.
Are hitting the Bottle Rock.
The Hassans are here. Woo.
Yep.
Lady Gaga set an all-time attendance record despite a bomb threat. How many, this is a quick minigame, how many attendees at her free concert at Copacabana Beach in Rio on Saturday? How many people? This is the all-time attendance record for a musical show is what they're saying here. And by the way, Madonna held the record on the same beach as of last year.
150,000?
I know the answer.
You don't get to take. That's, you almost should have just...
500,000.
2.5 million what? People somehow what? Made what? It down there to Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro wow. on Saturday. It breaks the record for the highest attended concert by a female artist in history. Madonna is the one who held the record. She had 1.6 million. There's a million more people than Madonna pulled. Same beach, almost exactly a year ago.
The picture's from the beach because I've pulled it up now.
Is there even a beach to be seen?
Well, there's a lot of people, but there's huge fireworks show. Wow. There's a whole thing going on there.
They know how to party down there in Brazil.
Yeah. But the reason I found the coverage so fast is it's surfing. Pro surfers were at that event.
Oh, I wonder if they were
from Brazil. And so that's funny. Gabriel Medina caught up in thwarted terror plot at Lady Gaga Rio concert. Mm. That's one of the former world champs.
In a message that Gaga posted yesterday, she said, "Thank you, Rio, for waiting for me to come back. Thank you, little monsters all over the world. I love you. I'll never forget this moment. Pause up, little monsters. Obrigada. Love, mother monster. Monster. Obrigada is thank you in Portuguese."
Mm-hmm.
The show went off without a hitch, despite an attempted attack by an anti-LGBTQ group. They were trying to recruit teenagers to bomb the show with Molotov cocktails and improvised explosives.
Sheesh.
Brazilian police raided the home of 15 suspects in several states across the nation. Two people were arrested, including the group's leader. Gaga said, "We found out about that on social media afterward." Her reps were saying they heard about the plot after the show. There were no known safety concerns nor any communication from the police or authorities to Lady Gaga regarding any potential risks.
Well, it sounds like they knew some stuff, though.
Yikes. To all the peoples of the world, can we just have some fun? Like, do you always have to make trouble when people gather? at some point, we're not going to get together anymore because there's these threats of, like, stop it.
Yeah.
Can you stop?
It just makes you wonder, like, how, like, are you so miserable? Like, the people who do the shootings and stuff like that, it's like, you know, what is happening in your life that you feel like you've got to do that?
Well, that's different. There's one mentally ill person who's acting out, and I'm not defending it, but that's what that is. This is a group of people who've decided, everyone at the show.
What's their thing? Like, are they mad at just gay people?
I don't know. I didn't read
they're supposedly anti-LGBTQ group. But it's like, is your life made so miserable by that? I just don't get it.
Certainly,
but I guess
not
there's really no understanding.
Yeah,
that
it's not going to bring anybody into the fold.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Well, so they went to 15 suspects' homes, and it sounds like they only arrested 2 people. So maybe they were trying to drum up some support for their ridiculous cause. People are so
cool that it went off, though, that everyone got to have fun and not go home.
2.5 million, I think it was 2.5, right? 2.5 million people. That's an incredibly large gathering.
So that's not a ticketed show.
No, it's free. Yep.
Just come on out.
Come on out. And I don't know how they keep track of it. Maybe it's like per acre. There seemed it's thick. So any full acre counts as however many people. Because, right, how would you ever, ever count that? And how does anyone get anywhere, and where are the bathrooms, and what are we all going to eat?
I will say this for the people of Brazil and Brazilians in general. They are great fans. If they love you, they love you, and they'll turn out. They turn up, and they will make noise for you. They don't like you, you're bummed. But they like you. And Lady Gaga's proof of that. They came out and, man, she crushed the record by a million.
By a million. Well, for a female artist. I don't know if there's, like, the Stones were there and had 3 million or something. I have no idea. Speaking of giant festivals, this one's way less giant, but still giant. Stagecoach. This was, this will sort of put the cherry on the whole, like, all these festivals that happen in April. So the flasks that are shaped like babies are really just the tip of the iceberg at Stagecoach, apparently.
No.
If you made it to Stagecoach, not this past weekend, but the one before, there's a good chance that you're maybe still hungover. I don't know. Like, the drinking is apparently profound. This is a fun fact, making the rounds on social. Historically, Stagecoach sells more alcohol in one day than both weekends of Coachella combined.
Well,
supposedly.
The country fans like their liquor or their beer or whatever is being sold. They don't sell liquor there, right?
I would guess that they do sell liquor there.
I would assume, yes.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sure that they want the money. Give us the money.
Well, but
here are the drinks. I guess it's just a boozier event in general, they're saying. There was a Palm Springs news station who did a story a few years ago about how there were more alcohol-related arrests at Stagecoach, which I guess if more people are hammered, you'd have more of those. But didn't you do a story about how few overall arrests there were at both weekends at Coachella?
At Coachella, yes. Yeah.
So I don't have a count on how many people got arrested at Stagecoach. But they do say it's way boozier. More fans drinking liquor. Oh, there it is. Instead of hard seltzer or beer, which apparently is much more prevalent at Coachella. They actually say here, Vin, country fans don't mess around. Boots hit the ground. The drink starts flowing. Someone said that they bartended at both festivals and they agreed. They said kids drink at 5 p.m. Cowboys start at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, something to be proud of.
There's, right? And I don't know if it was actually, what did you call it? Stagecoach. I don't know if it, but it was labeled Stagecoach at the time when I saw it. And it's a lady in the parking lot partying who's had clearly too much to drink. She's on a rickety bike, like rickety, and she's had too much to drink. And she's riding this bike towards this jump. And I'm watching it going, don't do it. Please, God. And she's wearing cowboy boots and shorts and she on the rickety bike, barely able to, and she hits the jump. Of course, and lands on her face. Like, just what, like, absolute wipeout. And I just thought, oh my God, no one likes her. Why wouldn't anyone say, no, you cannot borrow the bike? No, you should not do what you're about to do.
Right. Please no. Stop. This is not looking good. Yeah.
Oh.
They don't like her. That's funny.
It's the only way she'll learn.
No, but she's not going to learn. She's a grown woman. It's too late.
She should have already known.
Yeah.
By now.
And everyone's got their phones out because that's what we do now. We don't help people. We just film it.
And it's just that thing where you go, you can barely ride the bike, but you're going to jump.
Was there alcohol involved?
That's what I'm saying. She was wasted and it was a huge mistake. And someone should have stepped in and said, no, Linda. Yeah. No.
Linda, listen.
No.
Linda, honey.
Listen. Anyway, Stagecoach drinkers apparently put Coachella drinkers to shame. So there's that. If you went
that
to
that story made me think of Linda. Yes, that's right. My bad, but
no, that's good. That is a lady who should have been stopped for her own good. This is kind of a surprise move for a band that prides itself on being a-holes. Like, I actually read this and thought to myself, they didn't just all stick up their middle fingers at this.
What is it?
Oasis is dropping the song Hello from its reunion concerts because it includes lyrics written by convicted sex predator Gary Glitter.
Oh.
Yeah. It's apparently it's the opening song on the What's the Story? Morning Glory record from 95. And it apparently incorporates lyrics from Gary Glitter's hit Hello, Hello, I'm Back Again. That's a 1973. So they went back and grabbed that because they're very derivative. And now they're like, we're just going to turn it. There they are. We don't want no trouble. The Oasis guys, kings of trouble, always looking for trouble, saying mean things, double middle fingers, birds for everyone. I'm like, really? Okay, these guys are going to make it through this tour and they're going to make all the money that they promised
themselves.
Well, they
need
that.
Now they could, you know, if they, I'm sure Liam's the one who's needs this more than the other one. I'm sure he's like, he's got to have a handler. He's probably hired someone to punch me in the face
if I
even open my brother's direction. If I look at him wrong,
and when
hit me in the face.
Two people wind him up the Hello song, and they went, just drop it. Drop it. We want to do this tour. We want to make all the money.
The Gary Glitter thing, though, is disgusting.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if they've stopped playing that. I don't go to enough sporting events right now. That thing is Gary Glitter.
Yep.
And it used to be played at every sporting event nationwide.
Everyone. In 2015, he was convicted for child abuse and served he was given a 16-year prison sentence.
But that was like in Thailand because he was one of those guys who travels for, what do they call that?
Sex tourism. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway. I know, it's gross. So they just went, all right, we'll just take that out. We don't want to argue. We just want to play these things, make our money, and then never see each other again. Except at Thanksgiving, which they probably don't even have in England.
Maybe they'll make up with Blur now and go on tour together.
That'd be great. Oh,
they don't have Thanksgiving there, do they?
I just thought of it when I said it. Christmas time. They could do it. They could get together at mom's house at Christmas time. Yes, mom, we'll behave ourselves. We're in our 40s now. Actually, I bet they're in their 50s, aren't they? When was that record? 95. So that was 30 years ago, right? Is that my math? Yes.
I don't know what age they say were when they broke up.
57 is Noel. Liam is 52.
It's just a spring chicken.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
That's so funny. Anyway, Hello is out. If you were hoping to see that, you don't get to. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
I've got a couple food stories.
Oh, good.
And more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our Cache Creek broadcast. Swear. Come hang with us for the first live broadcast in forever. Catch all the action this Friday at Cache Creek Casino. Live audience, big laughs, and good times. Details at RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. Sunny and warm today. Mm-hmm. Really nice day ahead. Like the day you want.
It already looks stunning outside.
Mm-hmm. Cinco de Mayo today. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And there are some deals out there. If you want to search it up, you'll find some places offering, you know,
2-for-1 margaritas.
Whatever. Yes. There's lots of places that celebrate. So look it up and go have a great time. The Warriors play, if you don't have plans for tomorrow night, now you do. The Warriors play at 6:30 in Minnesota. Go Warriors. That's tomorrow night, 6:30.
Okay.
Also, today is the day. You can shop at a store all week. That's always been the case. You walk into a store, you trade your hard-earned money or credit, and you leave with goods. But if you want to get something for mom or for your wife who birthed your kids and you need to mail order it in some way, shape, or today's the day. Like, you can't let it go any more days. You
can't go many
more. Or then you're going to have to walk into a store. I know. Who does that? Mm. I actually do. But I'm saying, you know, now, do it today. Whatever it is you want to get her. I don't know.
So it gets to her in time for Mother's Day.
Get Thank your you for mom the whatever it is she wants or needs or deserves. Don't blow it. Today's the day.
Thanks for the reminder, Vin.
I did it this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You want to tell us what you got her?
I don't.
Last week, next Monday.
I don't know for sure that she could be, but I don't want to blow it. And you have to get the stuff for the kids too, because
they got to give the stuff to mom.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on.
There's some planning.
Today is National Hoagie Day.
Oh, I love hoagies.
Me too.
Can you define hoagie?
I think it's a sandwich.
For the party people who are like, how's that different than a sandwich?
It's like a sub. It's in a roll. And it's, I want to say it's a Philly thing. Like, don't they call a sandwich in Philly a hoagie?
We call hoagies in West Virginia too. Oh. I think it's an East Coast thing.
Yeah. They don't call them in where I'm from on the East Coast. They're hoagies.
They're a grinder.
It's a grinder or sub.
Yeah. Hoagie was definitely a thing in Philly though. I remember
you get a hoagie at the Wawa.
I made a joke about there being no shortage of hoagie restaurants on every corner and people were like, "What are you saying about hoagies, dude?"
Yeah. What's your problem with hoagies?
Take it easy, okay? Your salami sandwich is safe with me.
It's a hoagie. It's Jesus. A salami hoagie.
We always did a big hoagie sale at school. That was one of our fundraisers.
A hoagie sale?
Yeah, and the parents would all come.
In good Virginia, you did hoagie sales. Not cookies. Hoagies. No, hoagies.
So you, what, like have a bunch of bread and you like make people sandwiches?
Yeah, we'd make hoagies, yeah. And there'd be like
long slices of bread and you'd cut them.
Yeah, make big hoagies and then.
Not a lemonade stand.
Nope.
A hoagie stand.
Nope, we do hoagies, yeah.
Would you like sell it by the inch? Like you've made this huge long hoagie and how many inches of this can you handle?
I just sell it by the sandwich.
Can you handle? Yeah. What are we talking about
how
here?
How hungry are you?
I like a big hoagie.
Hippo? Get it? Hungry, hungry hippos.
Yes. Yeah. No, I do. I also feel like.
I wasn't calling you a name.
The worst. Okay, so we see. This is, again, you see these stats and you go, all right, so you've told me where the best pizza in America is, but where's the worst pizza in America?
It's in St. Louis.
I swear, because you've told us that many times, I was like, well, let me check this list because. They did make the list.
Oh, they did.
They're down on the list a little ways. Like, they show a pizza from Indiana that looks awful, and then they show something from Pennsylvania that looks more like a biscuit with sauce on top and then one piece of Kraft American slice.
Oof.
Which isn't pizza for sure.
Is that like Philly's little brother complex? Because New York City has a certain kind of pizza. And Philly definitely had that, like, we're just as good as New York. What? We've got our own pizza.
It's like a muffin snack pizza with American cheese. Use guys.
I think what you're looking at is a tomato pie.
Oh, tomato pie.
Yeah. Right here.
The thing on the right?
Yes. This. Yes.
I haven't seen it with a slice of American cheese on it before. Usually you put like fresh Parmesan or mozzarella on top, but that's tomato pie. It's like a thick crust and it's just tomato sauce. Don't tell anyone, but I don't like it.
Oh my God.
Because the best part of pizza is the cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want just sauce. What the heck?
Yeah.
Right.
You can keep your biscuit with tomato sauce on it.
But I would definitely say the pizza in Philly is New York style.
Oh, closer to New York style than any place else.
Yeah, I don't
else.
Think it they don't have their own style.
Unless it's that tomato pie.
Yes, which is definitely not pizza. I'm not saying it's pizza. It's definitely not pizza.
Rhode Island makes the list with no cheese.
Oh, God.
You see that thing?
That's horrible. I lived in Rhode Island. The pizza was fine. It was
they
very...
They say it's also ice cold.
Oh.
They serve it cold.
Oh. That's like tomato pie. That is tomato pie. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what we called it anyway.
Oh. Well, it looks like that's what they do here as well.
Oh, thank you. I actually just had a legit shudder.
Ohio pizza.
Oh.
Literally just uncooked bleep word that's intended to melt on the dry, burnt dough. But trust me, it doesn't melt. So they cook the bread, then throw the cheese on after,
on
and it's supposed to melt eventually.
Yeah, I've had that.
But they're serving it that way, which is really just grated cheese.
And uncooked pepperoni, which I get that you can eat it, whatever, but I want it to be curled and crispy.
No, it's nasty.
And they say that's also in Good Virginia.
Oh.
They don't cook the cheese in Good Virginia.
That's in the western part of the state that's by Ohio. There's a DeCarlo's Pizza.
By Ohio.
People that live in Wheeling, West Virginia swear by it, but it's one of those things that you come visiting, you're like, oh, this must be really good. Everybody loves it. And you're like, what is this crap? Cook it.
Yeah.
St. Louis style pizza is a type of pizza in St. Louis, Missouri.
Provol cheese.
Thin cracker-like crust.
Cracker crust. Disgusting.
Made without yeast.
Horrible.
Topped with sweet tomato sauce and cut into squares or rectangles rather than, it looks gross.
It's gross.
But you've always told us that, so.
Yeah. Well, the one person on earth that I know that is like, pizza is awful, I hate pizza, is from St. Louis. And I was like, oh, that's because you've never had good pizza.
You're
that's
doing
all.
It wrong, yeah. Right.
Like, that is bad pizza.
Anyway, there are some of the bad pizza places in the world.
Do we come in anywhere on that list here
California?
In San Francisco?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. No, we have fine pizza here.
Fine.
I mean, it's not.
Generally speaking, it is in other styles.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I got a Brooklyn
New
Pizza
York
Co.
or Chicago.
Or,
right. Nearly 2/3 of Americans fear going broke more than death.
Oh.
You know what I thought when I saw this story and I thought about it, it's one of those things where if you just happen to be hitting that retirement age right as the market's tanking and there's someone in office with their agenda and they're trying to do their thing, and that's fine, whatever. That's,
I have no idea what they're doing.
They won the election and that's the way that goes. But what I'm getting at is, like, let's say even my kids who I've got, what are those, 529s? If they needed to access them right now, they might not be as well built as they have been or could be. And that's one of those difficult realities of just the timing of things. Like, you might go, it's not the best time to retire based on what's happening in the world.
Right.
Yeek. So anyway, this story, just nearly 2/3 of Americans fear going broke more than death. I can see that.
Yeah. Well, if you are elderly and you've run out of money, you're really up S Creek. I mean, it's... Yeah, that I can see why that would be a fear. Like, if I sit here and really think about it, it's like, yeah, I would like to die before I run out of money.
Well, and I also
that
don't
would be
think
great.
Most of us can't get our heads around the idea. I shouldn't say it that way. I can't really get my head around the idea of how I will pass or what that will feel like or look like. And I don't entertain the thought.
So you don't think about it.
Or
like we talked about mortality earlier, just use the knowledge of your death to have a great day today.
Right. And I just don't, I can't even.
Yeah, don't think.
If
you don't
try
have to, think
to
any
you
further.
Go, well, is it crossing the street? Is it
after a long suffering illness?
Well, I mean, I did smoke cigs for a while. I haven't in, I quit cigs in 06. But I did smoke cigarettes.
Almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah, I want to die in my sleep. I'm sure that's what everybody says, well, right? That's what you that's, want.
I
you
wish
just wanna,
that
like,
for you, then.
You go to sleep, you're all cozy, all snuggled up, and then you go, all right, well, I'll just never see you again. Bye.
Sure don't want to go out by, you know, someone I thought that loved me who pushed me off a cliff. I mean, that would be
well,
like...
Well, you got to be sure about the people who love you.
I guess you do, don't you? Sheesh.
You're hiking on a steep cliff with them. That would be something you'd want to do with someone you trusted.
Some people love to go to weddings. By the way, our new, newly, is it betrothed?
Affianced. Affianced. Yeah, betrothed, sure, I guess.
Betrothed.
Is that like an arranged marriage?
I don't know what it is. I don't know why I thought that. I know it's related to weddings. Anyway, our new friends that are getting married.
Oh, yes, the newly engaged couple.
Will we be having that wedding this spring, or is that a many years down the road thing?
I don't know.
Nope.
It's so new.
Yeah.
You mean yours or the ones
for
the
ones that she just, yeah.
Yeah.
No, our, well, we're all, I mean, we buy.
Are you talking about my wedding?
Yes.
Oh.
No. Your friends that just proposed.
That just got engaged.
Will that be this, you don't know when it'll be?
No, I asked. I said, where are you getting married? And they said, I don't know. And then last night I was out watching the Warriors game with a couple other friends. And one said to me, oh, your friend, they're like about to move to Massachusetts, right? And I said, what? He's like, yeah, I was talking to them the other day and they said in a few months they're moving to Massachusetts.
Where in Massachusetts?
Like, I guess outside of Boston. His family's from there.
Oh.
And I said, I know they're moving back there eventually, but I didn't think it was in a few months.
Wow. They didn't share that with you guys.
Maybe they feel like it's common knowledge or it just didn't come up. I mean, they're not hiding from you. Don't worry.
I think they are.
Trying to get away.
I support them.
Is your wedding this spring?
No. It's next September.
No. Oh, got it.
It's a long ways
away.
A
year from this coming September.
Which is good because I haven't done much.
Yeah, you have plenty of time. How long have you been engaged for?
Since December.
Oh. Oh, that's pretty new. That's, you know what? Once you're engaged, there was no more rush. Like, and actually, there's really no rush.
Yeah,
that's all self-imposed rushes.
Yeah, that's like, we don't even...
But it is true. Like, it's a very expensive thing to do. And, you know, take your time. Enjoy yourself. Why
some
put yourself under that pressure?
Love to go to weddings.
I know. We
some
know people.
Some people hate them. You
it
can
depends.
Expect to spend almost $500 if you want to attend a wedding, though,
oh,
this coming
my God.
Season.
Easily. Especially if I've got to get a hotel room, get a nice outfit, go get something off their list. It's very expensive.
A single member of a bridal or a groom party can expect to spend over $2,000. So you might want to budget that
and be
this
honest,
upcoming wedding
say,
season.
I can't afford to be in your wedding.
But I need you.
Yeah, but I can't afford it. I don't have $2,500 to spend.
You do.
Mm-mm. No, you picked out a $1,900 dress for me. The dress I'm going to be able to wear one time. Come on. Oh, goodness. It's me, isn't it?
It is you.
All right. Well, we're going to play How's That Guy? My favorite game. How's That Guy? How old is Kurt Loder, MTV News legend? Sorry about it, 30-year-old. How old is Kurt Loder?
67.
68.
66.
Oh, you should have gone 69. He's 80. And that is...
me.
That's you, Vin. You're right. You're right about it. Yeah, you said 68, he said 69, or you
no,
said 66,
said,
he said 67.
I said 69.
Wait a minute, what's
you
happening
said,
here?
Vinny said 67, Maddie said 68, and oh. I said 66.
Yep. Sorry, Vin.
Classic Sarah.
I know. I just don't care that much. Or classic Sarah, trying to make Vinny win. All right, next up. How old is Adele? How old is Adele? Boop, boop, boop. And actually,
46.
Oh, okay, 46.
I'll say 50.
I think she's like 38.
She's 37.
Ah!
She's 37 years old. She's a young woman.
Wow.
37.
She just carries herself older.
Yeah. She does. She looks like an old lady sometimes. I'm kidding. She
I didn't
doesn't.
Say that.
She's beautiful. How old is Tina Yothers?
Who?
Sorry about it, 30-year-old. the true star of Family Ties. She was a little sister on there. How old's Tina Yothers? Remember her? Tina Yothers? Isn't she like in a rock band for a while? Like
yeah.
For a minute? How old is Tina Yothers? And Bob, you got to go first.
You said she was little. That was what, the 80s. So 40 years ago. So maybe she's like 47?
47. All right. Vinny, you're up next. 47.
46.
46.
Well, then I'll go 48.
She's 52. That's another point for Maddie. Ding, ding. How old is Henry Cavill? He's The Witcher, Sherlock on Enola Holmes, and Superman in the DC Universe, but I love him best on The Tudors. How old is Henry Cavill? And it's Vinny's turn to go first.
I'm going to say he is 45.
45. What do you think, Maddie?
I'll say 42.
42. And what do you think, Bob?
I'm going to say 39.
He's exactly 42. That's a two-pointer for you, Maddie. Woo-hoo. Maddie, did you win the one earlier, too?
I did.
Oh, yeah. You might sweep it today. Actually, I don't think anybody can catch you. Brian Williams. How old is Brian Williams? Former NBC Nightly News anchor, host of NBC's The 11th Hour. Guy who said he was shot down in a helicopter when he wasn't. And his daughter is Allison Williams of Girls fame and Get Out fame.
I'll say 58.
58.
60.
What do you think, Vin?
66.
He's exactly 66.
Whoa!
I guess. I think I only have one left, so there's no catching you. The results are in. And Maddie is the winner with 4 points, followed by Vinny and then by Bob. Maddie is on the show today.
Maddie, he's on the show. Here's Maddie. He's on the show. Here's Maddie.
Goodbye. Be sure and enjoy your Monday. I'm sure that's going to be awesome all day. Yay, Monday. But if you keep it here on the Alice, you could wind up with 3-day Bottle Rock tickets. So be listening. We're giving out code words all day. 4 times during Jane's show, every hour on the fives, and then at lunchtime as well. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday. And go Warriors.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.